Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Thank you so much for joining us. I think we all read the story about the couple from Indiana, and it's just absolutely heartbreaking. If you're not familiar with what story I'm talking about, well, you'll find out in just a second. The bigger issue is trying to file a report, a missing persons report, when it involves an adult. This is Travis Peters. Travis is the nephew of Ronnie and Beverly Barker. That's the Indiana couple who was missing, and it's just been a tragic outcome. How are you, Travis?
I'm good, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. I'm sorry about the loss of your uncle. I read the story, I followed the story, and I just found it horrifying that they couldn't be found. And your uncle has a military background. He knew what to do. He was trying to do everything right. But for everyone who's not familiar with this story, why don't you share the details if you feel comfortable?
Yeah, absolutely. Ronnie and Beverly were on a trip out west in an RV pulling a tow dolly with a Kia Soul, small SUV behind it. They had been up in Oregon visiting their grandkids, and they were traveling back through Oregon, through Nevada, and then they were going to meet up with some friends of theirs in Tucson, Arizona. Very long story short, when they did not meet the rendezvous time with their friends, everybody started, you know, trying to call them and everything. Their friends reached out to Ronnie and Bev's daughters back in Indianapolis, and basically they started doing some detective work to try to figure out where they were since they weren't answering their calls. Through Find My iPhone, they were able to track their last pings on their phone to a small town called Dyer, Nevada, and another ping in Silver Peak, Nevada. And so from that, you know, we knew that that's their last point of contact. So they reached out that evening to the Nevada Highway Patrol, and they took the report, but basically said, you know, we don't handle missing persons reports. You need to contact the agency of where they were last known to be, to have contact with, which was back in Oregon.
Yeah, so but you know, that's the thing, is you knew they weren't in Oregon, and this is the problem with these missing persons reports. When it involves adults, often they're like, well, maybe they don't want to be found, or, you know, but right. You'd already done the detective work. So then I would imagine you did that. You alerted the authorities in Oregon?
Yeah, Oregon, they took the police report and everything. A detective was assigned to the case. But basically, you know, we knew the county that they were in Nevada. So from there, it was trying to work between multiple departments, because basically Dyer and Silver Lake or Silver Peak are in a county, Esmeralda County, Nevada. And it's a very small county. Total population is less than 1,000 people in an area that is just massive. It's 98% public land, BLM land out in the desert. So, you know, they do not have a lot of resources. I'm totally aware of that situation. And so they reached out to their neighboring counties for search and rescue whenever that sort of thing happens. So that's basically what happened. What I really think that the first couple of days, the Wednesday, the Thursday, the Friday, that the local sheriff and his deputies, you know, they kept an eye out for the camper, just, you know, looking around the roads and everything. And then by Saturday, they realized, okay, you know, we'll go ahead and bring in the search and rescue team from the other county neighboring them. But, you know, we knew that they were looking for a needle in a haystack, but it was a big needle. It was an SUV being pulled behind an RV, you know, so literally the thing was almost as long as a semi. And you would think that would stick out in the desert, but we knew that we needed, you know, planes in the air and more boots on the ground to try to find them.
And meanwhile, your aunt and uncle are in that SUV. You know, they decided to try and get back on track by getting in the SUV, and they were literally scooping snow with their N95 masks just to hydrate themselves and struggling at that point, right?
Yeah, they basically, the reason they ended up in the situation they were is that area is known to the locals as just a Bermuda Triangle of GPS coordinates. If you're traveling through there and do not know, it will pull you off the main roads unless your GPS is set to only, you know, stay on the highway if possible, and it will take you into places you do not want to be. And unfortunately, when you're pulling a car with an RV, you know, you're following the directions. It wasn't like he was in a area that, you know, was not a road. It was a road, but it was a very bad road, and they got stuck. And they spent the first night in the RV, and the next morning they decided to just get in the Kia and drive down the mountain the way they came. But they made a wrong turn, and they got stuck in the Kia too. And then that's basically, they spent 9 days on the side of Red Mountain, trying to hydrate the best they could. Ronnie and Bev both were, you know, have a lot of underlying health issues. And that high altitude along with dehydration is ultimately what took my uncle's life.
This is Travis Peters, the nephew of Ronnie and Beverly Barker, the Indiana couple who was missing. And your uncle lost his life, and your aunt sat in the car next to him.
Yeah, he took his last breath at 3:13 in the afternoon on Monday, April 4th. You know, they were in the back of the car, and my aunt was holding him. And you know, the amazing thing about that aspect of the story is the how peaceful they were with the situation. They were both very, you know, devout Christians, and they were just okay with it. They, you know, if they got help, good. But if that was their fate, then they knew that they were going to a better place.
So we've got about a minute and a half left before we have to toss to news. So your aunt was then discovered and airlifted, and is doing well. She's back in Indiana, correct?
No, she's actually still in Nevada, still trying to get stronger for the trip back, and hopefully today or tomorrow my cousin will be returning to Indiana with my uncle Ronnie's body.
I'm so sorry. This is just such a heartbreaking story. What do you want to see changed when it comes to filing missing people or missing persons report or a silver alert or anything that you've now learned so much about?
Ultimately, I think it should be a federal change. I think that, you know, common sense should kick in, and each state has their own, you know, set of rules or in some cases laws governing the issue of these alerts. So I think that, you know, maybe we just nationwide have the policy and we go from that route. But, you know, we just fought an uphill battle locally with the local sheriff as well as the state trying to get the silver alert issued. And the sad thing, and not a lot of people know this, but a mountain bike rode right past my aunt and uncle in that car. There were fresh mountain bike tracks that the rescuers found. And if that mountain biker had seen an alert on TV, maybe they would have known that was the car that people were looking for, and it might have made a difference.
Yeah. It's such a tragic story. So many people are offering their condolences on our text line, and you have mine as well. And I'll be happy when your aunt is returned and your uncle is laid to rest. But I hope that you will continue your campaign to get the changes made on a federal level so that this doesn't happen again.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. That is Travis Peters on Chicago's Afternoon News. Terry Savage is going to join us next. If you want to talk about money, she's the woman with the answers. But Lauren's got your news coming up on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.